This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What up, my friend?
Forgot we did the countdown. Here we are with another episode.
Right? Been a long, long day.
No, for real. It has. It has been a long couple of days for me getting back into the swing of things, but so far, so good. I'm excited. I feel like I have a purpose again, and I don't have idle time, so that's good. But yeah, so far, so good. Everything's working out, and been staying pretty busy and just learning the new systems and all that good stuff. So yeah, so far, so good.
It's a change for sure.
It is, but it isn't like that type of situation, if that makes sense. It's still glass, just a different company. So that's the difference. But yeah, so it's always nice, and you know, to go into a new company and kind of like for the first couple of weeks, I open up, but I kind of observe more than talk.
Yeah.
And just kind of see how everybody acts around me or what is said. And so far so good. I mean, I don't know if they're putting on a show. I hope not. But yeah, so far it's been positive, and I've learned some things and learning more things, and I'll take it. And it's a paycheck. Let's be for real. My bank account is not going to be sad and depressed. I might even get lashes again and not be a naked mole rat. So how was your day?
It was good. Just same old, same old. Got up at 4, went for a walk and read. Started work at 6, went to the gym, did some grocery shopping, then stopped by and see you.
You did. You did. That was so funny too, because you messaged me and I'm like, yeah, I'm still at work. Where else would I be? And then I'm like, in my mind, I was like, I wonder if he's wondering what time I'm going to get home so we could record. And then you showed up, and I heard Jen say, hey, and I looked up and I was like,
right.
So yeah, I'm honestly, it's a little bit daunting for my location to be where it is with Nutrition Plus right there. Because I know how easy it is just to walk over there. You're like, yeah, let me get a s'more shake. So,
I mean, it's not like it's going to hurt you.
No, and I probably need the protein, let's be for real. So, yeah, Jason's actually in there cooking tacos or making tacos right now. He's like, what's for dinner? And I'm like, whatever you cook. I don't know. So, but yeah, I got asked to play softball tonight, but it was like literally like at 4 something. And I'm like, dude, I wouldn't even have made it there to play. Like, not because of this, but like traffic. I'm like, I can't make it there. And I need more than a couple hours notice. So, but yeah. So what else is going on?
I'm home by myself again.
Where to this time?
California, Vegas.
Dang. I need that kind of money in my account. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Jason was sure to let me know today that nobody won the Powerball. On Saturday, it's supposed to be like $1.8 billion or something.
Yeah, I bought a ticket and I didn't win anything.
Listen, I'm convinced that people only on the East Coast win.
Yeah.
And I mean this, no disrespect by this whatsoever, but I think it's people, typically people that are closer to the end of their life. And yeah, I'm not convinced that it will ever happen over here on this side.
Yeah, and it seems to be the same stores that sell the winning tickets.
Oh, well, listen, if that's the case, I just need a map. I'll travel to the East Coast if I'm going to win $1.8 billion. After taxes, what? I don't even know what that would be. I think Jason said something like $400 million. I'm good with that. I'm good with one.
I heard a breakdown from an economist the other day. It was something like even though they... Like, let's say you take the lump sum up front.
Yeah.
So they already take taxes out, but you're going to still be paying taxes.
Well, yeah, because it's considered income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but they're already taking the taxes off the front before they give you the money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, if it's $1.8 billion and after taxes, let's say you get $400 million, they've already taken taxes out.
Right.
But you're still going to pay taxes at the end of the year.
Yes, because it puts you in a higher income bracket and it's considered income. So then they tax your income too. So you get double dipped on it. Sons of bitches. That's everything. That's everything. Like, literally just about everything.
Right.
So, I'm bitter at the IRS. They can suck it for all I care. Bastards. So, but yeah. I don't know if I always think that I would take the lump sum. Maybe now that I'm older and more responsible with money, I probably would take the lump sum. But back in the day, I was like, I better get payments. I'll burn through some shit with the quickness. Boy. I won't tell anybody, but there will be signs.
Yeah. I mean, I had to think about it. If I was going to win, I'd probably take payments. But the thing is you're supposed to get like 45% of the money, but you're not really getting that much.
No.
Yeah. So it's
that's
like,
why I think I would take the lump sum, because I'm doing the math right there on the spot. Like, I need to know.
But you're not gonna get the 45% if you do the lump sum. So
right there up front, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, no.
See, that's bullshit.
Yeah, so they're stealing money from you. But I think I would do like payments, and I would invest a lot of it, and that way I'm accumulating a lot of money on that investment, and that could like pay for the taxes. Yeah. So,
yeah, I would have to talk to my financial advisor. I don't know anything about investing. Yeah. Jason does all that. When I left my last company and we took my 4K and rolled it into something with Charles Schwab, and then he went in and did all the things, the stocks and all the things that he does. And he's like, look, babe, you've made 2000 something. And I'm like, yay. Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. Yay. I mean, I guess that's good. So yeah, I don't pay attention to any of that. That's all Jason's department. And he gets pretty deep into it. Like, he does his research and that whole situation. And I'm like, yeah, I could care less, honestly. Like, I just need to know that when I swipe my card, it's going to go through. That's all I need to know.
Right.
But yeah, no. So nobody won it. So if you didn't get your lottery tickets, y'all, and you feel like you're feeling lucky and your chances are, you know, you can get it, you better get your lottery tickets before Saturday.
Yeah. So. The drawing before that, so Saturday or Sunday, there were like 9 people that won like $1.7 million.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because they had like 5 numbers or something like that in the Powerball or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I like those odds better, honestly.
Right.
I'll take but, that. I'm good with that.
But apparently there were no winners. So I saw a TikTok. You know how the Simpsons predict shit all the time.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I thought about picking those numbers, but then
no,
I was...
No, for real.
I just went in and I just randomly had it draw my numbers.
Jason was like, you think we should do it? He showed me the picture of it. It was like a meme or something.
Yeah.
He showed me the picture of it and he's like, you think we should do the numbers? I'm like, dude, I don't know. They've been pretty damn accurate on some shit. Like, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. Have you seen, do you watch any of the Conjuring movies?
I saw an ad, though. I went and saw, not Windows, but...
Weapons.
Weapons.
What is that about? I saw your post on it.
It's so weird. Like, it starts off and it says it's based on a true story. But
I'm sold right there.
Come to find out, it's not a true story. It's just based off of... the director's trauma as a child. Like, okay. So it's basically these 9, 10-year-olds. Like, there's 18 kids in a classroom, and 17, all of them go missing the same night, the same exact time. And some of the families have like Ring cameras. And they see the kids leaving out the front door at the exact same time with their arms up, like out like this. And
is it a scary movie? It's like a thriller horror movie or something?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
And so the kids like disappear and they're gone forever. And the police are just like, the families don't think the police are doing enough to try to find these kids. And this school teacher... keeps, like, she's gotten in trouble because the school classifies her as she's crossed the line of being a teacher.
Okay.
Like, yeah. She's taken one of the kids home because
she's too close to her kids. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so they end up suspending her, but she keeps trying to investigate this thing because there's one kid out of that entire classroom that didn't disappear.
Okay.
And so she ends up going to this house and where the kid lives, and all the windows got newspaper all over the windows.
Creepy. See? Yeah.
And so it ends up being the kid's mom's aunt or something like that has nowhere to go. She's homeless. She's got medical problems and she's like on her deathbed. And then all of a sudden, that same kid comes home one day, and it's both of his parents are sitting at the table like zombies, and he's like, what the hell's going on? Well, it turns out, like, his grandma is, like, some kind of witch or something, and she, like, cuts people's hair, and then
Lord.
She wraps it around, like, this thorny vine, and then she pokes her finger with the thorny vine, and then smears it all over the hair, and she's able to take control of these people, hence where all the kids disappeared. And she's dying, so she's thinking that these kids are going to, like, revitalize her. So that's where all 17 kids are in her basement, like zombies. And
that happened for real?
It said it was a true story, but the director... admits that it was based off a trauma as he was from when he was a kid.
Oh, I'm gonna have to Google him and find out what the hell happened to him. Somebody touched his no-no square. That is terrible.
Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a crazy movie. So
I haven't even seen it advertised.
Yeah. I've seen it all over YouTube.
I don't
that's
really
all I
get
watch
on TikTok anymore, though. Like, I don't really get on TikTok. You know, I try and stay away from all the, like, I can't because I'll get in a rabbit hole. So I haven't really been on that. But I saw your post, and then Jaden is, like, all about the horror movies. Like, loves them. When I was Jaden's age, I did, too. Like, I was obsessed with them. But Jaden is, like, obsessed with The Conjuring. And the last Conjuring, Like, they got priests in the movie theaters at the doors, like, when you walk in, like, handing out holy water and, like, blessing people and shit. I was like, Jaden was like, Mom, we gotta go. I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not, no. You and a group of your friends, y'all better go to that movie. I'm not going.
I saw a preview of it at that movie. I was like, oh, that's pretty crazy.
See, I can't anymore. Like, my blood pressure now, it was daytime, and it was just me and Jaden at home, and I was in the kitchen, like, doing dishes, cooking, and stuff like that. Well, Jaden put on The Conjuring, the last one, and we're, like, in loud, like, person. Oh, you know what my living room looks like. I'm in the kitchen. Jaden is on the couch watching the movie. I'm in the kitchen and, like, literally screamed out loud, like, absolutely not. Turn it off. I'm not watching it. Like, I'm not doing it. I can't even imagine in a freaking movie theater. There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, I jumped a couple times.
Oh, God.
It's a mixture of comedy and horror. Mostly horror, but.
Is it really comedy, Aaron, or is it, like, comedy to you? Like, there's a difference.
Well,
there's a marked difference from what normal.
I wasn't the only one laughing. Like, at the end of the movie,
twisted sense of humor too.
Well, it at the end of the movie, like, the kid, grandma's grandson.
Yeah.
Like, he did the same thing to himself. Like, he pricked his finger and rubbed it over some hair, and it unlocked all those 17 kids.
Okay.
And so the grandma's, like, running out the house because all the kids are chasing her, and she's running through neighbors' houses, through their living rooms. They're all crashing through the windows and the doors, like, chasing after this grandma. And they get her in the front yard, and then they start just dismembering her. On the fucking front lawn. But yeah, see, it's funny.
Dang, Children of the Corn times 10.
I'm telling you.
That's wild. I'm going to research that director because I wonder what actually happened. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm all about the true crime. Like, I'm here for it. I will solve the case, buddy. You just give me the facts. Like,
yeah. I mean, it was an odd movie because you really didn't expect that at all. And, like, I kept seeing TikToks of people that just saw the movie and they're just like, weapons. What the fuck did I just watch?
Hell. Okay. Well, I mean, if you want a tagline, don't get better than that. That's what I told Jaden. I was like, Jaden, I was like, that's, like, they knew the, like, putting priests at the door before you walk in, blessing people, like, yeah, people are going to watch that.
For sure.
Like, not me. I'm definitely not. But,
yeah.
Jaden. Yeah, it's been a hot minute since I've been to the movies. I watch everything on Netflix because I'm cheap, you know?
Right.
It's so expensive to go nowadays, though.
It was about $60 bucks between.
That's insane.
Yeah. Pretty much $30 a ticket. And then, no, it was $30 for two tickets. And then popcorn.
Yeah. Drinks. All that. See, I can sit in my living room and scream or do whatever I need to do. I can get a bag of popcorn for $1.99. Live my best life.
But you don't get the experience of having, like, the surround sound and the Dolby Atmos. Just, like, when something, like, jumps out at you, you gotta, like.
No. Listen, there are people in the world that don't need that. I am not one of those people. The story I make up in my mind, trust me, it's enough. Like, I don't need any extra. And I used to love them as a kid. I loved them. Like, I loved that anxious feeling. And now I can't handle it. Like, if we do watch a scare, because we have movie nights, Jaden will always pick something scary. And then I always go upstairs when we go to bed and I have to turn on, like, either, you know, HGTV or, like, some Disney Plus or something.
Yeah. I mean, I like horror movies, but, you know, our partner really likes horror movies. So
yeah, I like thrillers. I do like thrillers, like ones that mess with your mind and like really make you think. Like if you have to watch them a few times, like I really like those.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction and
yeah.
What's his name? Quentin Tarantino movies got me fucking tripped out.
Yeah. Yep. On Netflix, that series, Making of a Murderer, I probably have watched that. I can't even tell you how many times. Like, in full disclosure, I'm pretty sure I have solved the case. Like, every time I watch it, I find something new and I'm like, wait a minute. So, yeah, I love thriller movies like that. The ones that make you think. Or even the ones that have like the unexpected ending. Yeah, those are wild too. So, yeah, I guess I'll have to go watch Weapons. Watch Grandma get tore apart in the front yard. Dang, that's savage for all that.
It was savage. I mean, there's just a lot of twists and turns like you didn't think were going to happen. Like the cop went there to investigate it and he goes in the house and then doesn't come back out.
Hell, he's a zombie too.
Yeah, he became a zombie.
See, I knew it. Don't go in the door.
And then tried to strangle the girl he was screwing, the teacher. Yeah.
See.
Until the kid put the curse, reversed the curse.
Then everything was rainbows and butterflies again. Well, after they dismembered Grandma. That's so wild. You're all lesson learned.
Yeah.
No, I'll have to go watch it. I had never heard it. I had never seen anything about it or anything. And then when I saw your post, I was like, dang, I haven't even seen that advertised. So now I'll have to go watch it. That'll be fun. Well, you know what? I'll wait till it comes out on Netflix. Let me stop lying. I'm not paying them prices. I'm not doing that. I just can't get over how much everything is. Like, the price of it. My God. And then, for me, if it's a good experience, I don't mind paying the money for it. But it never fails. I'll go to the movies and somebody will have their baby in there. And I get it. Like, I understand you want to go to the movies. I wanted to go to the movies when my kids were babies, too. I just couldn't. Mine don't know how to shut up. So that hasn't changed much. And they're adults now. So, I get it. But if your baby is crying, get up and go out. You know what I mean? And not just movies, but any event. Yeah, no. These days, the money in my account is not working for that short amount of time that I didn't work and losing that income for me and Jason. Yeah, we're fine and our bills are paid. But like I said, I'm used to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
I had to cut out
the nails and the eyelashes.
Yeah. And those are things that I enjoy doing for myself. And I had to cut some of that out and let it go for a little while. And I'm ready to, I would much rather spend my money on that than, paying freaking $60. That means if it was 60 for you guys, for two of you, it would be what? 90 for me, Jason and Jaden, $100 probably. That's wild. That's insane. Just to go watch a movie.
Yeah,
I'll wait for it to come out on Netflix.
Two adult tickets, a large popcorn, and two large drinks.
Was it even the lounge, the reclining chairs, or just see? At least that part's worth it.
Yeah.
I took the kids to see Kung Fu Panda when it first came out when they were little. And it was the first time we ever went to a theater that had the reclining seats like that. Knocked out the whole movie. They're like, Mom, the movie was so great. I know.
Well, all it's obviously been a while since you've been to a movie, but all the theaters have recliners now.
They do?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Does ours have it? When's the last time we went to ours? I think when Wakanda 2 came out, did they have them?
I think all of AMC, Regal are all recliner.
How long ago did Wakanda 2 come out? Wakanda Forever.
I've never heard of it.
Listen, Marvel, I'm a Marvel fan.
Not me. No, no man.
You don't like Marvel movies? How are we even friends?
To me, it's a waste of time.
No. No. I like Marvel. I like Transformers. I would die for Transformers. Listen, the other day.
Transformers was all right. I watched one or two of them.
The other day coming home, there was this big ass semi that passed me. And it had a huge ass Decepticon sticker on it. Right? Nice. In my mind, I'm like, oh, it's about to go down right here on Canaan. Because I was like, I should have the biggest Autobot sticker I could find on my car. Because it would go down right here. Transformers and Fast and the Furious. Fast and the Furious is probably mine and JJ's. Like, that's our mom and son. Anytime a new movie came out, he would always take me to go see the new movie. So that Fast and the Furious is more of a sentimental. And obviously the family first, ride or die, like that's always been. But I can't believe you don't watch Marvel movies. My God. Listen, I would be Captain America. I'm just letting you know. You can be my like friend, Ant-Man or something.
My friend's kid always thought I sounded like Vin Diesel. So like when he was 12 years old.
That. Yeah.
He was like, I want you to say that line from Fast and the Furious. I live my life a quarter mile at a time for that 90 seconds or whatever.
Yep.
Nothing else matters. And I did that for him, and he just like died laughing.
Dude, JJ could recite every line from the movies. When him and Olivia went to Disney like this past few months, he sent me a picture of him standing, because they went to Universal too. And he sent me a picture of him standing in front of the Fast and the Furious house. Like, that's a huge thing for me and him. When I had my Acura and I drifted the first time, he was in the car with me. And I think that's when the monster was created.
That's
again,
hilarious.
Mom, again, shit.
You had an Acura? That's funny.
Yeah, I had an Acura. I mean, it wasn't anything. I learned how to drift using the e-brake. It's not like it was difficult. So I had an Acura TSX, a 6-speed Acura TSX, and I used to get up and move in that sucker. I do miss that little car.
Yeah.
But yeah. So weapons, I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to have to research it and find out what childhood trauma he's emulating. Because if that really happened to him, I'm going to need him to go get some therapy. Because that's terrible.
Right.
If he watched his grandma get tore apart in the front yard, I feel bad for him. That's wild.
He was glad, I think.
You got plans for the weekend, friend?
Do I? I think so. I don't know. I got to look at my El calendar.
El busy?
Yeah, Saturday I have my friend's daughter's wedding reception at his house.
Right on. That'll be fun.
I got married in a courthouse and then holding the reception. If it's nice out, either way, they have that huge pool in their backyard.
Heck yeah. Dude, it's just so smoky. It's nice outside, but it's so smoky right now.
Yeah.
So it makes everything look so hazy. But it's not. It's nice. It's just the smoke.
Yeah.
So it's, hopefully that
it's humid. It's very humid. Yeah.
Yeah. It just traps us. But hopefully that clears up for them. Nope. We will be in Bremerton on Saturday. And I don't think we have anything on Sunday. But Jason and JJ have. I don't think JJ's playing this weekend because it's Olivia's birthday. Olivia will be 21.
Wow.
So I know, right? But they don't really drink, so I don't necessarily know that it's anything different. But JJ, his idea of drinking is taking shots of chocolate milk because he's lactose intolerant. He lives on the edge.
That's
but
funny.
No, we'll be in Bremerton on Saturday for softball. And then that's it that I know of. But that's good, though, because I need to get some meal prep done and that kind of stuff. I've had to kind of take back my schedule and free time and just kind of rearrange things. So now that I'm working, because I don't have that luxury of just doing whatever I want during the day. So I've had to readjust again and kind of move stuff around and make sure the time that I do have off is used to get ready for the rest of the week so I'm not scrambling. So,
right.
But so far, so good. We went last weekend and I bought a bunch of stuff for lunch, some chicken, some salads, and that kind of stuff. So far, so good.
That's good.
Now, if I could just get my ass up in the morning, freaking start hitting my two-a-days, I'd be good to go. I want to do it before October.
Yeah. You're going to have to get used to it.
Yeah. Because if I don't, it's going to kill me. It's going to kill me. And I do not want to be... I don't want to be emotional and break down and have the emotional breakdowns like I did the last time when we did it. So
right.
I at least want to be stronger when I go into it this time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it'll be nothing new for me, but
yeah,
I was like hinting to you guys to like at least continue some of it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I knew that then too, like logically I knew that, you know what I mean? And I knew that that would have made the most sense and I would have stayed successful that way. But the laziness in me was like, bitch, just take a break. Like, just take a break. And I did. And here we are. Like, and I know that. I can fully admit that. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. But like, knowing that we're getting ready to go back into it, knowing how much I struggled the last time to get into the groove, like I want to be at least a couple weeks into it before October 18th, because I can't struggle like that again. That was rough. Of course, I was traveling and, you know, work was weird and up in the air. I wasn't sure what was going to happen, and traveling for work. This will be a little different because I know where I'm at and I know where I'm going to land. But yeah, I mean, I still will be traveling. We still will travel, you know. I leave in October and November. So
yeah,
I won't be on the food part of 75 hard when we go in October. But I want to make sure I'm doing by that point, I need to be doing two-a-days and, you know what I mean? At the very minimum, I need to be doing that by that point. So, but yeah, we'll see. Like, I know it's getting closer and I know it's one of those things where I'm like, bitch, if you don't fucking get your ass moving right now, you're going to hurt for real.
Yeah.
So, and Ashley, she's doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her. I'm super proud of her. She's done such a good job. And not even just the 75 hard stuff and that kind of thing, but like just where her mindset and stuff is. She's come a long, long way. So
yeah, that's awesome.
She's doing really good. But she also has a goal in mind. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? So, and I don't think anything's going to stop her from that. So, but yeah, it's coming up faster than I want it to. That's for damn sure. It's hard to believe that it's already freaking September. I'm like, good Lord. So,
I know, it's crazy. It's just October 18th is right around the corner.
I just thought about something. When you walk, because you said you walk by my location every morning. No. In my mind, I was like, well, what if you just met Aaron at the store in the mornings and walked with Aaron? But that would require me to get up at like 2:30, leave the house by 3:15 at the latest. Oh, no, that's not happening. Never mind. That's not fucking happening. That's not. But getting up at 4 and going to walk and still making it to work by 7:30, that's doable. Like, yeah. I just need to get my ass up and do it. And it's not even so much the getting up. I need to go to bed. That's the part right there. I need to go to bed before, you know, 11 o'clock. So.
Yeah. I mean, my key was going to bed. Like, I mean, there were some times, obviously, I didn't go to bed until 8:30, 9 o'clock, but I was, most of the time I was in bed by 7:30.
Dude, I can't even imagine. It's easy to do that in the wintertime, though, because it gets dark so early.
Yeah.
But during the summertime, are you... What? I still got like 5 more hours of daylight. I got shit to do.
I mean, there is plenty of days I went to bed when it was still light out, so...
Yeah, see?
I don't... Blackout curtains in my room, though.
When Jaden was little, Jaden could not understand the time difference. And as I got older, or as Jaden got older, finally understood. But when Jaden was little, I was like, Mom, I can't go to bed. It's not purple dark. Yeah, you're right. I know it's not purple dark. It won't be purple dark till midnight. Get your ass in the bed. Like,
that's funny. Yeah. So,
no, I'll get there. I have to. I don't have a choice. Like, that's where I have to get in my mind, is I don't have a choice. I just have to get up and get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll see. Any day, it's going to kick in. Any day now. Just know. If only it was that simple. Oh, my God.
I mean, you know as well as I do is that you have to do the footwork, and it's going to take you to make that decision.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Like, I keep questioning myself, like, Tabitha, why? You know what you need to do. Like, what is it that's keeping you from doing it? Like, what is it that I, what are the stories I'm telling myself that keep me from just doing what I need to do? And it always comes down to, I'm exhausted. Like, And I know it's because I'm not eating the way I'm supposed to. And not eating as in eating a bunch of shit, but not eating enough.
Yeah.
And so I'm exhausted. Like, I have no energy. And then on top of that, like, not sleeping at a normal, decent bedtime and getting a full night's sleep, it just compounds it. Compounds it. Compounds it.
Yeah.
There's something there.
I like getting up at four, just because it, you know, it's easy for me to go to bed at by 8:30 because I'm so exhausted by getting up at four.
So that's 7.5 hours of sleep.
Sometimes I don't go to sleep. Sometimes it's 10:30.
But that's even that though. Like, there were days, Aaron, when we were in 75 hard that I didn't get to bed till God only knows what time. But because we were already in it, and I think because my mindset had already switched over, like, it was like I didn't feel it. I felt it, but like I still knew I had no choice but to get up and keep going. So I got to figure out what the block is and what is stopping me. Like, why am I sabotaging myself and not getting up and doing what I'm supposed to? Because I still can't figure it. Like, I can't put my finger on it.
Well, until you can figure it out, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. Listen, I've done that more probably in the last 2 months than I've done anything. Just because there's been things where I'm like, ugh. So, yeah. Don't you love that? I love that from her. I was like, God, that's like the simplest concept ever. And like, yeah, I loved that from her. So. I even told that one to my kids. Like, listen, I get it. Nobody wants to do this bullshit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get your ass up and move. Like, it is what it is. I did that this morning when my alarm went off at 5:30 because I had to take a shower. So I got to figure out what the sabotage is, what thought it is, or what story, I guess, I'm telling myself on why I'm not doing it. So... And I know that's what it is. I know it's a story. I know I'm worthy. Yeah. I know all those things. It's just a matter of whatever story I'm telling myself. And most of the time, it's I'm exhausted. So I don't know. Does that mean do I start eating better and eating more first and getting my nutrition back on track and then doing it? Or so I don't feel so exhausted? Like, what that look? You know what I mean? I don't know where just start working out and start nutrition and everything all at one time, or yeah, I don't know. So we'll see.
That would be the easiest way to just jump into it.
Oh, that sounds so scary.
I'm at the worst you're going to be is tired.
You say that like that's not dangerous. You say that like it's just, you know, she's just tired. It's fine.
Like, yeah.
I'll get there. I'll get it. Come October 18th, I don't have a choice.
Like, nope.
And I don't know if that's what it is in my mind. Like, subconsciously, I'm like, oh, you're good till October 18th. Like, I don't know if that's what it is. I don't think so.
Quit telling yourself that. Just right. Fucking do it, damn it.
First of all, you woke up and chose violence today.
It's not violence. That was facts.
That was aggressive. I'm just kidding. I know. And the thing is like, I know I feel better when I do it. Like, I 100% feel better. It's just getting over that hump. That exhaustion hump. So, but yeah. That's where I'm at, friend. Matter of fact, I'm having tacos for dinner, so I'll let you know how that goes.
Well, you go enjoy those tacos.
I definitely will. I won't be there Saturday morning, so I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too.
So big.
Can't be there though.
Good. That's good. Have you like confirmed that?
Yeah.
Good.
Right. I texted him today. I was like, so are you going to be there Saturday?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I plan on it. I said, well, good. I haven't seen you in like a month. He hasn't, like, it hasn't been a month. And I'm like, sure, seems like it.
We miss you. We miss you, friend.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your night. And
you as well.
If you get bored tomorrow, you know where I'm at.
Yeah, that's right.
Feel free to come say hola.
Hola.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Peace out.
Bye.
Please like and subscribe and share. And don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone. And we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are. And this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.